Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Kof Chav Beis Masech the Shabbos, which is the last Daf of the 16th Perek and the first Daf of the 17th Perek of the Masech. The topics we will cover in today's Daf are, first, we will discuss when a Jew may and may not benefit from Malacha done by a non-Jew on Shabbos. In this context, we will distinguish between Malachas that involve extra exertion to provide for the Jew and Malachas that require no extra exertion to provide for additional people. The Gemara also discusses whether it makes a difference if the non-Jew knows the Jew who will be benefiting from the Malacha. The first Mishnah in the 17th Perek discusses different Kalim that have doors and are not considered Muktzah. The Gemara will then discuss whether there is a violation of Baina in attaching these doors or a violation of Saiser in detaching these doors. The Daf concludes with a brief discussion of when you can move utensils whose primary use is for something forbidden on Shabbos. Some of the key concepts we learned about today include Ner Le'echad, Ner Le'meya. The concept that certain malachas can benefit more people with no additional effort, such as lighting a candle, which can provide illumination for one person or for 100 people with no additional effort. Binyan Bekelim. Although one of the obvious malachas of Shabbos is to build onto something that is attached to the ground, there is a machlekes tanoim whether this Isser also applies to portable utensils. Kalisha Malachta Le'Isser. A utensil whose primary use is forbidden on Shabbos, such as a hammer used for building, and there's therefore muktzah. Nevertheless, it may be used, let's say, for a permissible act, such as cracking nuts.